our new ambassador, Cheryl Morley.
Gosh. Wow, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been a long time in coming. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. And I just wanted to tell you a little story, because this is really what it has to do with. All of you know that you can achieve whatever it is you set your goal. You can achieve that goal if you do one thing. There's a lot of things you have to do, but you do absolutely have to do one thing. And that one thing that you have to do is never give up. So when Tom and Denise were in Australia, New Zealand, then I was asked to be on the Hair on Fire call. So I told this little story, but I'm excited because I wanted to tell, I'll give you a little brief recap of that story, but I wanted to tell you the rest of the story. So it was Valentine's Day, and about 2 days before Valentine's Day, and Jonathan and I had a really nice, fun dinner planned, and the babysitter and everything else. Well, about 2 days before Valentine's Day, I got a call from a brand new CEO, and she said, is there any way that you can come and speak at a little dinner that we're having? I really want to get the message of longevity out. And she'd been a CEO for about 1 week. And in my mind, I was like, no, I've got to go to dinner. I need to relax. I need to have a little time away. And of course, I said, absolutely. I absolutely will come and speak. I said, how long do you want me to speak for? And she said, about 7 minutes. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm giving up Valentine's Day with my husband. Hold on 1 second. Let me ask him real quick. Jonathan, do you care if I go and do it? And he's like, nope, absolutely. Go ahead and do it. And so he watched the kids, which is something that he has been so fantastic at. He watched the kids for me, and I was able to go and attend this meeting. Well, what happened is I leave 2 hours early so that I can be there on time. It was going to take me about an hour to get there. I got into a bit of a snowstorm. And in Washington, D.C., in a snowstorm, it's not like Colorado where everybody just continues on. Everybody stops, turns on their hazards, and sits on the freeway. So at about, and then I had to go pick up one of my distributors to go with me. So I'm on my way, and it's about 7:30, and I've gone about 2 miles. And I was like, this is the last time I can get off the freeway. I have to get off. There's no way I can't go to this thing. I didn't want to drive in the snow. I just didn't want to do it. I was over it. I was tired. And I was like, there's no way that I can get there by 8 o'clock. So I text this girl and I say, I'm still on the freeway and I'm stuck and I'm not going anywhere. And then I said, what do you think? And she said, keep coming. Text me when you get here. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, okay, I sure will. I can't wait to see ya. And so I keep going, and I keep going, and it's about, I got to the guy I was supposed to pick up at about 8:45. So it's already 45 minutes into their dinner and little celebration that they were going to have for Valentine's Day. And so I, once again, these thoughts kept coming. There's no way I can't do it. I'm tired. I can't do it. I can't go through with it. What? I'm going to show up late. I'm going to look stupid walking in there. I'm not, you know, so all of these things were going through my mind. And so right before, okay, so then I get stuck in this thing where there's this long line of cars. Okay, a truck is stuck sideways on a hill. And then the car, there's 5 guys out trying to push this car up the hill. And we're sitting there. And after about 45 minutes, a few of us, I guess we're a little tired, and we went across the median, going into oncoming traffic all the way around and back in. So it took about 1/4 mile, we drove in oncoming traffic to make it to pick this guy up. So, and I just followed right along. I'm like, we got to do this. We got to get it done. When I got to the area to pick him up, I said, I better text her and, you know, just see where everybody's at. And so I texted her again and I said, oh my gosh, it's so late. Not sure if I should come. What do you think? Text me when you get here. And I was like, oh my gosh. So we keep going. I pick him up. We keep going. We got there at 10 o'clock at night. It started at 8 p.m. We got there at 10 o'clock at night. A lot of people didn't make it, and there were about 20 people in the room. And I start thinking, oh my gosh, is this really worth it to miss a wonderful dinner and all of these things? But I just said, you know what, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to give it all I got. This is my mission. This is my passion. And I do want to get the message out to the world. And that's exactly what I told them. I had about 3 minutes to speak. And so I gave my little talk and I said I wanted anyone to join us. That night, I was introduced to a lot of different people, all 20. But the exciting thing is I met one woman. One woman that I really believe will change my life and really change a lot of things for what we're doing. Just today, we received an invitation through her and her contact for Dr. Wallach to speak at the UN. So I just want to say, it doesn't matter who you're talking to. What matters is the passion and the goals and the dreams that you have, and if you follow those and never give up, you will achieve whatever goal you've set for yourself. Thank you.